Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan celebrated the activation of the 11th Airborne Division in Alaska. The reflagging ceremonies were held at Fort Wainwright in Fairbanks and Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage. Both marked the U.S. Army Alaska's redesignation as the 11th Airborne Division. Army Secretary Christine Warmuth told Senator Dan Sullivan in May,
"One of the things we found in addition that we think is contributing potentially to some of what we're seeing in Alaska is that some of the soldiers there don't feel like they have a sense of identity or purpose around why they're stationed there. So we are looking at reflagging the U.S. Army Alaska headquarters as the 11th Airborne Division, which is a division that was disestablished but has a very storied lineage. And we're thinking of essentially renaming U.S. Army Alaska 11th Airborne Division."
So that would be an operational...
Yes, it would become an operational headquarters, the two brigades that are there. We're not adding or subtracting force structure. It's really sort of more of a new sense of common identity for the soldiers up there.
The 11th Airborne Division originally operated between 1943 and 1965, first activated during World War II in the Pacific Theater for the liberation of the Philippines and the occupation of Japan. The Alaska-based 25th Infantry Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team based at Fort Wainwright and 4th Brigade Combat Team based at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson will be redesignated as the 1st and 2nd Brigade Combat Teams for the 11th Airborne Division. In making this announcement originally on May the 5th, Secretary Warmuth's announcement constitutes the nation's 3rd Airborne Division and 2nd Paratrooper Division. She made the announcement during a line of questioning from Senator Sullivan in a hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee, which included testimony from General James McConville, Chief of Staff of the Army. Last Wednesday was the official kickoff to summer on the Kenai Peninsula with the Levitt Amstel.net Music Series June 1st. With the music in the park, in addition to the Wednesday market at Soldotna Creek Park, both residents and visitors alike flocked to the center of Soldotna for an opportunity to get out and be a part of the community. And because of the dramatically increased crowds, authorities are cautioning people to be mindful of where you park your vehicle. Shannon Davis, executive director of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center, tells KSRM,
"With the additional crowds in town, especially on Wednesdays, we want people to be really mindful of where they're parking. So there are posted signs, and parking is available in marked spaces in Soldotna Creek Park, but of course everybody knows that those fill up pretty quick. So we're asking that people please not park in fire lanes and don't park on the grass. Event parking is available in several nearby lots, including the Aspen Hotel, Walgreens, Farnsworth Park. There's a lot behind Key Bank, and we've got that light there right now that helps people across the road. So there's lots of opportunities, including on-street parking allowed on the east side of Birch Street. So we're just asking, please don't park in business lots that are intended for customers only. And like to remind everybody that there are bike racks available at the park. So walking and biking is also encouraged. It's a great option.
The public also should pay attention to the posted signs and to view the event parking legend, which we've attached in a story on our website at RadioKenai.com. Davis said there was record-breaking attendance for last Wednesday's festivities at Soldotna Creek Park, with about 2,500 people showing up. In addition to the free public concert series, there will be a beer and wine garden, food vendors, and the Wednesday market, which begins at 11 a.m. that features live music, family activities, and artisan and craft vendors.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.